We're Mr. Rabbit Cat and...
You are listening to...
Radio
SVA. Hello, Midi Rabbit Cat. What does it mean, Midi Rabbit Cat, in English?
Intergalactic trip to your mind.
It's not in Czech.
Yes, it's our language, but not Czech.
Introduce yourself with the Latvian listeners.
We're Midi Rabbit Cat and we play some mixture of... a lot of genres. It's, for example, electro swing and a lot of electro and other styles. I just don't know. We called it glamtronic, and that's how we explain it.
Our live performances are very happy and very energetic, and we are just so glad to be here and to be together. You know.
What does your sonic mean to you?
It means that we can promote ourselves to promote us to get into the world.
Yes, it would be nice. It's our biggest plans to just travel around Europe and the world. So this is a perfect place to introduce us. So,
as I understand, you are the only girl in the band, correctly?
Sometimes.
But isn't it hard to work together with so many guys?
No, no. They also act like girls, so it's pretty easy, actually.
How do you think, does your music attract listeners of all generations?
Yeah, I think so. We are so lucky that our music speaks to a lot of generations, because in our audience we can see teenagers and people around 60 years old, so... We are happy to see this.
Who are your idols in music?
Well, we have a lot of idols we admire. Now it's maybe Beatles, because they change music a lot. And from the swing era, we have also the idols like Benny Goodman. Maybe for me it's David Brubeck, and every one of us have their own. So.
Okay. After some hours, there are going to be your first performance at Eurosonic. What are your expectations about it?
We hope that we are give our energy to people, and we hope that they will give us back.
Is it emotionally harder to play at home than in other countries?
Well, it's different in every country. And for example, in Czech Republic, you have to take two songs from your set and tell to the people, hey, we are here and we want to make you dance. And in other countries in Europe or maybe in the world, the people are maybe more warmer than in Czech Republic. So I think that's the difference.
Czech people, they're very difficult in this way. So, but it doesn't mean that they aren't amazing. They are. But it's they are a little bit different, and people in other countries in Europe, there's more common to come to the show of unknown band, so it's not like this in Czech Republic. It's a little bit different this way.
Then name three reasons why we should visit Czech Republic.
Very nice scenery.
Us.
And the beer, of course.
You haven't been in Latvia, so what would you like to say to our Radio SVH listeners?
Brand new music, also from the Czech Republic. We hope to see you soon, all of you.
So what are your hobbies?
Me, especially, I do some stuff for MIDI, because I cut videos, I edit our video blog now. And I'm working on my solo project right now.
Yeah, so there's no free time. We mostly really do just music, and some of us, we are also students also, and I don't know.
Yeah, for example, me, I study in the Charles University, and in the free time I try to study and maybe make new songs, and well that's no free time.
Yeah, I study in free time or work. Yeah, there's every time there is something to do, or I do the music.
On what do you spend the most? Clothes, accessories?
Yeah. Traveling.
And now traveling, and me also clothes.
You also spend on clothes?
Yeah, the same. I'm no exception.
Okay, thank you.